Welcome to Pep Talk with Bridget Kay.
This half hour is presented by the Neal Chiropractic Clinic and Dr. Charles Neal, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Well, you think I'd interrupt James? Maybe.
So good.
How good?
So good.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Boom, 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 boom. Good morning. This is Dr. Charles Neal. This is the Neal Clinic Spine Line. Why? Because I'm still here.
Yes.
I practiced chiropractic in Pensacola for 37 years. And I have finally, at long last, retired. However, the good news is the Neal Clinic lives on because Dr. Ben McMillan is a trained, not only school trained, but we trained him a little bit too. a trained chiropractor, 8 years of school and then 9 months of having to listen to us. So,
and we'll train him in the radio hosting too.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a reason. Spine problems are complex. You know, and obviously you listening to the radio show, we don't have time to solve them on the radio, but we also want to give you good value for listening here. So helpful hint, Dr. McMillan, what's your best helpful hint for back problems today?
Okay, this may sound strange coming from me, but if you hurt your back, maybe you don't need a chiropractor.
Ah.
Yeah, if you hurt your back, just try and rest it and ice it for 15 minutes per hour and give it a chance to heal itself. What I don't want you to do is listen if someone says, just exercise it out. The whole no pain, no gain mantra, that will most likely further aggravate the injured soft tissues in your back. Even trying yoga or trying to stretch it out will probably aggravate your back more if it's a hot back or a hot neck. In other words, if your back's inflamed, it's easily re-aggravated. My dad had this old saying. He would say, when you find yourself in a hole, the first thing you need to do is stop digging. And I think it applies here. So the first thing, don't make your back problems any worse. Give it a chance to heal. Use the ice. Rest it for a little bit. Then if it's still bugging you after a couple days, then go see a chiropractor. Another weird thing I experienced last week, I was in my doctor's office, and she asked me if she had to wait until she was in an automobile accident to come and see me. We're friends, and she's really active, and I knew she was a runner, and she said when she's been running, she noticed that the road always slopes towards the outside and makes her run unevenly, and that's been bothering her back. And she thought that what we did was only treat patients that were injured, or only treating patients that were injured in automobile accidents, and of course, that answer was no. I treat a lot of runners and other athletes. I treat people with pinched nerves and inflamed or herniated disc problems. I see a lot of tough cases, and at the Neal Clinic, we use the activator method of adjusting for our patients. And because we do that, we're able to treat a lot of patients after they've had disc surgery or patients with severe degeneration or even osteoporosis because the activator methods are great for working with those conditions. And speaking of severe problems, if you have a question about your condition today, you can text me a question at 437-1620.
Yeah, we can. You send us a text and it pops up on the computer. Bridget waves her hand and gives me the I've got a text.
And I get so excited.
Indicator. Because, like I said last week, you can play stump the doctors. You know, there's plenty of stuff I don't know. But speaking of severe problems, you may have heard an advertisement for one of our local emergency rooms saying they have the shortest waiting time in the areas. Three things you should know about emergency rooms. First, when they say the current wait time is 14 minutes, that means that someone has spoken to you to make sure you're not having a stroke or a heart attack within that 14-minute time frame. If you are having a heart attack, you go straight to the back. That's emergency care. But if you are not stroking out or you're not having a heart attack, sit your butt down and we'll be with you in an hour or three. I imagine someone driving down the road and seeing the billboard, you know, wait time 14. Oh, well, I've got 14 minutes. I'll just swing by the ER. No. Which brings me to fact number two. Nobody gets out of the emergency room in less than 3 hours. It's usually more like 4 or 5 hours. I actually had a staff person who worked at the ER for a couple of years before she came to us. And she said, that's universal. That's the way things are. And the third thing about the ER, your bill will be thousands of dollars. So you should go to the ER sometimes. Like if one of the long bones in your body is suddenly bent, you had an accident and that bone isn't supposed to bend that way, you need to go to the ER. Something is broken. If you're having a stroke or a heart attack, you need to go straight to the ER. In fact, no, you need to dial 911 for an ambulance for a couple of reasons. They'll get you there quick. But also, when an ambulance pulls up to the door of the ER, your wait time is 0 minutes. You go straight back to the doctor checking you out place. But if it's something less than a fracture or a cardiac event, you probably don't need the ER. There's a lot of urgent care facilities in town who can assist you much more quickly for a lot less cost. But keep this in mind. If you got a back or neck problem and it's not a fracture or a dislocation, or you don't have bone cancer, any medical facility is probably not the right place for you, because it's likely you need chiropractic. It's likely you need to see a chiropractor, not medical care. So Dr. McMillan, I got a hypothetical for you. You and your date out for the evening, as you're sitting at a stoplight, waiting for it to change, somebody whacks you from behind. I mean, in their car, doesn't that actually whack you? But you're sitting in your car, somebody hits you from behind because they weren't paying proper attention. Tell me your thoughts.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind anytime we're having that rear-end auto collision is that term whiplash. Interestingly enough, that whiplash term that we often use for automobile accidents doesn't just relate to an automobile injury. Anytime you're having a fall where your head suddenly accelerates in one direction then pops back the other way, it stretches and injures the ligaments in your neck, and that's a type of whiplash. In the late 1960s, two important changes happened in relation to whiplash. The automobile industry, they started putting in more safety things for your cars. They introduced seatbelts, and then they also introduced the headrest. The seatbelts, obviously, so you don't go through the windshield when you have an accident. And that headrest was introduced to help reduce the amount of whiplash and strain in your neck. The headrest behind your head helps a lot for that backward part of the whiplash, because it stops your head from flying backwards and badly injuring those ligaments in the front of your neck as they get overstretched. But it actually makes that forward part of the whiplash a little worse, because your head launches off that headrest and flies forward. The problem is they can't put a cushion in front of your face, only behind you. It impairs that driving portion of the whole automobile. So the forward part of that whiplash injury primarily damages the supporting ligaments in the back of your neck, and those are the ligaments that maintain your normal forward curve in your spine. In the medical world, we call that the cervical lordosis, and that's that normal forward curve that's important for normal weight bearing of your head through the spine. You mess up those ligaments, and now that weight bearing pattern changes, and you've got a problem that's going to continue until you do something to resolve it. So back to where we started. When you, in our discussion about whiplash, that term sprain and strain, we hear that a lot. You sprain a ligament and you strain a muscle. You cannot exercise those ligaments back into normal structure. They need to heal and regain their normal elasticity around a properly aligned spine. So you need to get that spine properly realigned so that the ligaments can heal and resume their supportive structural job. If you restore that alignment and they heal properly, that's it. Problem solved. You don't have to do anything else. You're healing. Your body will go back to the way it should be.
We do have a text message question. Again, you can text us at 850-437-1620 or give us a call at that same number. And this texter said, are there neck strengthening exercises seniors can do to avoid whiplash type injuries?
Good question. And I've got two answers because I've read hundreds of research articles about this stuff. Number one, neck exercises per se. If you ever see the TV ads for one of these abdominal strengthening whatever thing, you know, and there's this guy with this ripped six pack, you know, it's like, yeah, I use the abdometer machine, whatever the heck I'm inventing now, but. The deal is you don't just strengthen your abdominals. You strengthen all the muscles around that core of the body, and the abdominals in the process get stronger. You don't just strengthen your neck. You strengthen your shoulders. You strengthen your upper trap muscles. You strengthen everything in the upper body and chest, and inherently the neck gets stronger. So there's not like a, you know, do I lie on my back and put a weight on my head and you know,
please
do,
no.
Do 100 head crunches. No.
Please no.
No.
That was funny.
There's no specific, I mean, when somebody says you can lose weight from your belly, no, you can't. You can lose weight from every cell in your body, including your belly. It's not that specific. And part two of it is, generally speaking, women have worse injury in an automobile accident because they are generally thinner and have weaker, I don't say weaker necks, but not as strong as a man. You know, so you see a big guy, he's got a bull neck. Guess what? That actually helps a little bit in an auto accident because there's a little more tissue and a little bit more muscle supporting his head. Our heads kind of weigh about the same. You know, my head and Bridget's head weigh about the same. The fact that she's a skinny little waif and
wow. I'm glad we got that on record.
And I'm not quite a skinny little waif. Then, you know, if we were sitting in a car and got whacked from behind, guess what? She's likely to have the worst injury because heads weigh about the same. The question is how much muscle. So I'm sorry, really long answer to an easy question. Just work on strengthening your upper body as a whole. Now, if you want to do something like shoulder shrugs, holding weights, and work around the shoulders and the upper trap muscles, of course, that strengthens into your neck. Those are the muscles that go up the sides of the neck. But you can't just strengthen a neck muscle. You want to work on the system. The system around it.
One of the other things I especially with the seniors that we see in the clinic, they come in and it's a range of motion issue more oftentimes than a strength thing that they're asking about. I have a lot of patients that come in and say, well, I can't, when I'm driving now, I can't turn around and look behind me. I have to kind of turn my whole body. And, you know, that's one of the big things I've seen is they're really concerned about, you know, how can I get that range of motion back in my neck where I can turn and look before I back out of that parking spot.
Absolutely. And it's just like the coronavirus thing. If you had a predisposing health condition, coronavirus will make you way sicker. If you had a lousy neck to start with and then you get whacked from behind, you're going to have a bigger problem. And so what Dr. McMillan's talking about, if your range of motion is lousy to start with, then there's a problem that ideally you would deal with before you got whacked from behind. What else? Oh, you were talking about ligament problems and structural problems.
Yeah, with the whiplash and trying to allow it to heal properly. So when you're trying to get those structural misalignments, those ligaments, they can't heal properly if you don't get that treated. And then you start yourself on that downward spiral and it begins to degenerate. And just like we were talking about, it's not just a ligament problem or even a structural problem. One of the biggest things is that your pain is actually coming from your nerves. That's the reason chiropractors do what they do. Structural correction is important, but it's all about nerves and pain. I don't have anybody that comes in and says, hey, I have a structural problem that needs corrected. Everyone comes in and says, my neck hurts. My back hurts.
Yeah.
I've yet to have the structural correction patient. And do you guys know how many of these nerves come from your back? Almost all of them.
All of them, yeah.
Every single one except for one small little nerve comes from your back and your spine. Every nerve, they come out from between two vertebrae where it can get pinched. Most of that leg pain, hip pain, or arm pain, or that tingling sensation is from a pinched nerve. So chiropractic care is more than just dealing with your back pain. If you have a nerve problem, you have a spine problem, and the nerves control everything.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, nobody comes in and says, gee, I think my structure might not be right. They come in and say, it hurts. And the body will adapt. The body will always adapt to any problem that you have the best it can. The problem is adapting hides some of the weaknesses around your joints. It hides some of those restricted ranges of motion, and it leads to eventual degeneration. So if you think you've had an injury, and, you know, not just a auto injury, but anything. I mean, how many people have I seen over the years? Well, I played football in high school. I already know something about that guy, okay? I already know that there's going to be some joint restrictions somewhere. It's the body will adapt, and it's a pretty sure thing that if it's not moving properly, you need a chiropractic opinion, because you can't correct a chiropractic problem on your own any more than you can go to a car wash to fix the dent in your fender. Mm. You know, if you got a dent, your car needs a body shop after a wreck, and your spine needs a chiropractic body shop after an injury. You can go to the ER or go to urgent care, and they'll tell you to rest it, they'll tell you to ice it, they'll give you some meds, and the meds can help cover up the pain. The question is, do you want to cover up a problem, or do you want to get it fixed?
Yeah, and I see that all the time when the patients come in and they say, you know, I went to my primary care, I went to that urgent care clinic, and I say, okay, well, I bet they gave you a muscle relaxer and some pain medication. And they look at me amazed, like I didn't ask who their doctor was. We just already knew what they did.
And, you're a psychic.
SOP.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the premise of chiropractic, is realigning your vertebrae isn't just a structural change. Like I said, it's almost every single nerve in your body comes from the spine. So we're changing the nerves, activating the ones that have lost function and calming down the ones that are inflamed or overstimulated.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just have kind of someone that wanted to chime in on the conversation. Not so much a question, but just kind of a thank you. They said, good morning. This is Billy and Robert. We are longtime clients at the Neil Clinic, and we feel great. Thanks for being a part of our long-term health plan.
Nice.
So they just wanted to give you guys a shout out.
Well, thank you guys.
And that's a couple who focuses on functionality, not pain. I mean, 37 years of practice, I don't know how many hundreds of people I see them, treat them, they feel better, they disappear for a while. And then a year or two later, they come back in. I was doing so well, and I, you know, now it's all hurting again. You know, those are the pain-only patients. These two are really focused on, we want to stay healthy. We want to stay functional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really nice of them to message in. I appreciate that, guys. So back to what we were talking about. It's not just changing the movement of a bone. It's changing your neurology and your function. The spine is the center of all that. It's great to feel better from your back or neck pain. That's awesome. That's what everyone comes in for. But it's a much larger benefit to restore that nerve function and physical function to your life and get you back to doing what you do and what you enjoy doing. Because then you get the chance to operate at a higher level. Your nervous system controls everything. And any structural misalignment that overwhelms your nervous system creates a cascade of problems. what I said earlier, it starts you on that downward spiral that keeps going until you do something to stop it.
The dreaded downward spiral.
I mean, doesn't sound fun.
I just imagine, like, you know, the toilet flushes. That's the way your spine can go, guys. I'm sorry if that's not a happy analogy, but it is.
And it's a tough conversation to have to try and explain that, you know. I mean, we need to get this and get it taken care of now so we don't go down that spiral. And I don't like to scare patients, but it's a conversation that needs to be had. So I'm at the Neil Clinic to help correct your minor injuries before that spiral becomes severe or even surgical. And especially if you've had an accident and you need to heal, you have 14 days to come see us because of that crazy Florida 14-day rule. And as far as I know, that's only in Florida, by the way. I don't know any other state that the insurance company's political arm has forced that through the legislature. But in Florida, it's the law, and we have to live by it. Actually, there is a small way we can give you an extension on that law. You can take longer than 14 days if you decide you need care or not, if you see a doctor or your injury before day 14 is up. In other words, if you come in and consult with us on day 12 or 13 and you say, you know, I feel fine, I feel like this is getting better, it was a little sore initially, but I'd like to give it another week or so, you can. But because you came in before that 14th day and consulted with a doctor, we've made consultation notes that you had an accident or injury, and we're going to give it another week or so to see if it resolves. If it doesn't, you still now have the right to come back and get treatment under your auto insurance policy to correct that problem. And that's what the auto insurance is for. But that 14-day rule didn't slam in your face because you got that consultation before that day. So please come in and get checked out within those 2 weeks if you do have an automobile accident.
Happens all the time. Somebody comes in and says, you know, I know about the 14-day rule, and here I am day 12, 13, whatever, mm-hmm. and it's not right, but it's not bad. Sometimes we check them out and we go, actually, you need some work. Sometimes we check them out and say, you know what, let's give it another week, see how it does. The fact that you came in, you did the consult, we did an initial assessment on you, that 14-day rule is now not applying to you. You have seen a doctor. Mm-hmm. I love the 14-day door didn't slam in your face. You know, we stuck a foot in the door so it doesn't slam on you. So if you need to come in, Dr. McMillan, where are you? What's your phone number? We've done a show and didn't tell anybody where we are.
Yeah, we're at 2629 Creighton Road. It's right across from that Walmart on Creighton, and our phone number is 479-SPINE.
479-SPINE. One digit too many, but you're a smart listener. You'll figure that out. And, of course, the clinic is closed right now because Dr. McMillan is here, not there. But if I call you on Monday, how quickly can I get in the door?
We'll get you in that day. We're reducing some of the time slots that people can come in with the coronavirus and some of those restrictions, but just give us a call. We'll be able to get to you pretty quickly.
Beautiful. Yeah, I called the orthopedic doctor's office, and they scheduled me for 3.5 months out. You know,
yeah.
and there's two issues with that. First of all, you can't just call the orthopedist and get an appointment. You got to get a referral, uh-huh. which means you got to start with your primary care provider or your chiropractor, by the way. And you know what? If we call the orthopedist office and say, Mrs. Jones is here and we think this is a substantial problem, we'd like to get an orthopedic opinion, guess who gets in quicker? Mrs. Jones does, because we made the call and we made the referral, and they give them, you know, oh, well, let's try to work her in next Monday. But because chiropractic is primarily a pain-related practice, we have to keep appointments available. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you walk in the door, okay, that won't be received with a round of applause, but... But you know what?
The cheer squad.
But you know what? If they can make it work, they will make it work.
Yeah, we'll do our best to, and that's the business we're in, is trying to help you get out of that pain. So we're not going to, you know, turn you away or anything. You may have a little longer wait than if you called and made an appointment, but we'll get to you.
24 hours is usually, I mean, we usually try to get people right in. So 479-SPINE is the number. Stop at 7. I know that's 8. 479-SPINE is the number. Creighton Road, just across the street from Walmart. And we got to go.
Yeah, we got to go. And if you go ahead.
Mark's over there.
Yeah, Mark's busy getting his stuff together. And if you missed any of this segment, you can listen to it on our news radio website or anywhere where you stream podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the good stuff. Tell them the number one more time.
No.
Please.
They know.
479-SPINE.
Okay. It's actually 479-SPIN. But you know what? That makes
no sense. For continuity.
That makes no sense at all. Yo, Mark, you out there, bro?
Spinning in chiropractic. Yeah.
479-SPIN.
Why not? There's a protest scheduled along Palafox later on today.